Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is May 25th, 2015, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. Today we have a wonderful guest with us, and I just want to shout out to everyone who is listening a very happy Memorial Day. Our guest today is Mary Beth Lombach Nelson. She is an author, spiritual teacher, Reiki master, and Reiki teacher, and she is also an intuitive. Today she is here to discuss her book, and that is on angel wings, angelic interventions. She will be sharing her stories about near-death experiences, angelic interventions, and steps on how to awaken spirituality. She is actually currently a reader at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and she teaches many classes, including Reiki certification. She likes lecturing on supernatural topics. So I'm very excited to have her here today, and I'm very happy to have her here to talk about her book. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Mary Beth.
Well, thank you, Courtney, and happy Memorial Day, and I'm happy to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. So you're here today to talk about one of the four books that you've published, and this particular one is called On Angel Wings, Angelic Interventions. So would you like to tell our audience what your book is about and what kind of inspired you to write it?
Sure. On Angel Wings, Angelic Intervention is closest to my heart, because it's when I had my near-death experience that changed my life forever. I had had surgery, and I was hemorrhaging internally, and the nurses didn't realize it. They were short-staffed, and when they came in to get me up to go to the bathroom, they realized I was hemorrhaging. I was rushed into emergency surgery, and I told the nurse that I knew I was going to die. And she held my hand, and they got me into the operating room, and I left my body, and I was watching them prep me for surgery. And a peacefulness that just is indescribable, and just pure love and joy, it's like euphoric love is the way I describe it, came over me. And my father had passed away when I was 14 years old, and he appeared to me as I was feeling this blissful feeling, as I watched my body and I watched the doctor and nurses work on me. And he, you know, I was happy to see my father, and I didn't even question how or why. I just was in the moment and feeling the joy and the love. And I talked to my father. He gave me guidance for my life and to get on the right track and to make something of my life and to help people with my life. And he told me it wasn't my time and that I had to come back. And I could hear the nurse talking to me, to my body, as I was above myself. So I have no fear of death, because we really don't die. We may leave our body, but we're eternal, and our spirit goes on in another form.
You know, I've heard some people talk about near-death experiences, and I'm sure all of our listeners out there have kind of came across near-death experiences. I guess one of the main questions that I hear most often is what does something like that feel like? I mean, you're in that moment kind of registering that you're seeing someone who's dearly departed. What are you feeling? You know, is it a shock or is it
just... It isn't. It's natural. It's natural, and it's not communicating with words. It's communicating mind to mind, and there were no literal words spoken. It's kind of like when you develop your intuitive abilities, and that knowingness hits your mind and your soul, and it's natural, and it flows because you're open to it. The pure love that I felt opened me spiritually completely, that this was completely, totally natural, and that it made me realize that that body is my vehicle for this earth, but it's not who and what I am. And for people to obsess over their weight, you know, 5 pounds, wanting to be perfect, it's irrelevant. My goal now is just to be, you know, healthy body and do good things for my body, but it's not my main focus. My main focus is love, helping people, and you don't expect anything in return. And I know that may sound corny, but it's what gives you true joy in life. And mm-hmm. when he was talking to me mind to mind, it seemed natural, and it was just such a static joy that I can't even put it to words. It was a bright light, whiter than I've ever seen in my life, and it was just a feeling that everything is fine, everything is just right as it should be.
Well, is this your first near-death experience, and is this your only near-death experience?
No, this was my first, which changed my life. I was in an abusive relationship, and I left that relationship because I knew I wasn't living what my soul wanted me to live. And I learned a lot from that experience, and I felt like I needed to go through pain. And I feel like the deeper pain that you've gone through in your life, the more you can empathize and help people. And that this is my true soul's path. This is why this has happened to me. And I've been driving in the car, and I had a piece of bridge fall down on the highway. And that same telepathic knowing in my mind, not a literal voice, told me, "Break now." Better judgment would say you don't brake when you're on the highway, someone's going to rear-end you. But I listen. I'm open to it, and I know that that voice is right. So I put my brakes on. It hit the front of my vehicle and dented the front of the vehicle. But if I would have been going faster, that would have concrete would have gone through my windshield, and I could have possibly died. So once again, angels, Gabriel is my angel that I channel through my writing. Through my life on a daily basis, when I meditate, I ask Gabriel for help in everything that I do, and I always thank him every day. I had another experience when I was going through the divorce to leave the abusive relationship. I had gone to a wedding out of town and hadn't told anyone, which is not like me, but I hadn't. So my ex had loaded a gun and was drunk and was looking for me to kill me, and I was out of town. And my ex-sister-in-law at the time was waiting for me, and I got home at 11:30 at night and told me what was going on and that I couldn't be there, and the police were looking for him. So I know that my angels were looking out for me and guarding me and keeping me quiet, and God was protecting me by not communicating where I was, because he had no idea where I was, and he couldn't find me. And in the end, the police did find him, and, you know, he did get arrested, and I've lived a peaceful, enriching life. I travel all over doing seminars, and then it inspired me to write Thank You, God, for Today, which is a book about the domestic abuse that I experienced, and it also has all the resources. And it just, the message is the change needs to come from you, even though it's scary and it's hard. There's so many resources, and that you, yes, you can have peace in your life again, and you can find happiness.
Now, I don't know if you remember the first time me and you talked, because it was several weeks ago, but I remember when you came in and I met you. And we were talking a little bit about your book and that you were an author and everything that we wanted to kind of include in your show. And I remember you telling me the story about your ex. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, you know, not everyone has that type of near-death experience, but that is such an extreme experience. And while you were talking about it, I thought that I would see this fear in you, or this, you know, like this shock or this trauma while you were talking about it. And I didn't get any of those things. I actually got this sense of peace, like you had completely and utterly learned from that experience, and you wanted to take that experience and share it with others because you wanted to offer that learning to them too. It was actually kind of profound because you have such a vibrant energy when you're in the room with someone, and I could feel that immediately. And I'm sure that the listeners that will listen to this show today, are listening live right now, or are listening in the future, will be able to feel that energy. But
oh,
I thought
thank
it
you.
Was amazing.
I really appreciate that, Courtney. And how I know this is going to sound corny, but after my first near-death experience, I feel like love and high energy is literally shooting out of my heart chakra, and people feel that intense. I have this different vibration about me since that happened, that it's all about love, that's all that matters. If someone hurts you, you don't have to forgive what they did, but you have to forgive the person, you have to let it go and wish them well, and you can get away from them and not experience more experiences with them. But it is such a freeing to forgive and to actually send someone love that's harmed you. I'm not saying be around that person, you can get away from them, but it's freeing your soul. And my soul knows that no matter what happens to me, I'm eternal. And that the more good that I spread, the more people will realize that. Because fear stops you from experiencing the moment to the fullest. And it can be peaceful. It can be joyful. And there are no limitations in this life. You can do anything you set your mind to. Even if someone else hasn't done it, if you persevere, you set your mind to it, you do daily affirmations, you follow up with those affirmations with action steps, before you know it, the doors open, synchronicity starts to happen in your life, and you've achieved the goal that if 5 years ago someone said you'd be doing this, you'd say, I couldn't do that. Well, of course you can. Yes, you can.
Well, I know this isn't a question that we talked about mentioning, but I'm wondering if you're willing to answer it. So you've
sure.
had several near-death experiences in your life, and some people believe
mm-hmm.
that the soul kind of signs up for what it gets when it comes down here. Do you feel like you are meant to have those experiences in order to share with the world?
I know that. I actually attended a past life regression class that I had never been able to do before. And I experienced a past life vision of myself in Jerusalem hundreds of years ago. And I was in a domestic abuse situation with, I think, 6 or 7 children at the time, and he was very abusive. And my guide told me, I need to learn that it's okay for me to receive as much love as I can give. I mean, that sounds like a really simple, full lesson, but I finally got it this time. It's okay to want good things for yourself. It's not selfish. You have to get reciprocative love just as equally as you're giving, because that's what it's supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to have relationships. So I definitely believe that this may be my soul's last journey and last life, because I feel like I've learned the lesson, and my goal is to inspire people to let go of the fear and to have peace and joy in their life, and how rewarding it is to join a charity and to help other people, because you get the most joy out of that. Things don't give you joy. People do.
I totally agree. And it's interesting because you mentioned that it's such a simplistic lesson to learn, but yet, you know, some of us, I think, find that the most simplistic lessons are the hardest ones to learn, the hardest ones to kind of take in.
And I agree, because I mean, sometimes you know, it hits you, that epiphany moment, and you're like, well, how simple was that? And it took me 2 years to finally get to the point where I completely get it and I live it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very true.
So let's talk a little bit about fear, because I know you've mentioned it a couple times in your stories. How did you learn to let go of that fear, and how can someone who's listening who has that fear, how can they learn to let it go as well?
What I started to do is, I'm totally type A, which meditation was really, really hard for me. But I started, even if you take 5 minutes in the morning before you leave the house and light a candle, sit calmly in a quiet spot or sit outside if the weather is warm. That's even better, with bare feet on the ground so it grounds you. And I always say I open my heart, I open my mind, and I open my soul to receive messages. And I also add that only the messages from the highest good may come to me, because you're pulling that higher self and you're pulling your angels to you that can help you. And I always say, all of my angels and archangels, I ask for help in everything that I do today, and I am so very grateful for your help. And then at the very end, I ask for the message of the day. And this is actually, you know, 6 years ago, how I really fine-tuned my intuitive abilities, because I opened that door. My third eye just kept opening more and more, and I sent forgiveness out to every person that I felt had hurt me. I let go of judgment, and fear goes away. So meditation and forgiveness are the two biggest tools that you can use to just free your soul, and you feel so much lighter. You feel like there's limitless possibilities for your life. And again, it's a simple thing to forgive and let go. And I mean, literally, I'll breathe out any negativity that I feel is in me. And when I inhale, I breathe in positive love from Almighty God and from my angels and my guides. And I feel empowered, and then I feel light. And everyone has spirit guides that help them on their life path. And you can even ask your spirit guide to let you let go of the fear and to forgive. Because I really think fear is about control. And we may want to control our lives, but there's so many different paths that we take that you've got to live in the moment now, and fear goes away. Because you're not anticipating what could or might happen. You're just enjoying what you're doing at the present moment.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, I know I definitely want to talk to you more about your book and the angels, but I had one last question about near-death experiences.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people out there are kind of asking that question of what is a near-death experience? You know, everyone kind of has their own personal intake on that. And I was wondering if you could kind of share yours, and also kind of share how do you handle a situation like that? You know, if you do have a near-death experience, how should somebody handle that?
To be afraid, for one. And I think anyone that's had a near-death experience feels a higher vibration, because you've been in that heavenly vibration. I know that sounds silly, but it's how it felt. It's like you were so much higher than the earth plane and so much lighter. And it's like I felt a thump when I went back in my body, and I was heavy again. When I was out of my body in the near-death experience, I felt light as a feather. I mean, literally, I could float anywhere. I could go anywhere. I felt love. I could communicate without using words, you know, mind-to-mind communication. And, you know, obviously at first when you see your body laying on an operating table, at first you're alarmed because you think, how can this possibly be? But then you feel so good and so light that it's irrelevant. You're in the moment. And then, you know, once my father told me that I had to go back, I really didn't want to, and I had small children, and I still didn't want to. It felt so good, and I love my children more than life itself. I mean, it was just so joyful. So when I did, you know, decide to come back, and that I needed to come back, and that there was a lot of good that I could do with this experience and with my life lessons that I had learned during this time, when I went back in, I felt a thump, is the way I put it. And if anyone has astral traveled and gone out of body when you're in a sleep state, it's that same kind of thump that you feel when you go back into your body and you wake up with a jar. It's that kind of a feeling. But anyone that's experienced this near-death experience, your life has changed forever. People that were my friends and my abusive spouse at the time saw a difference in me immediately. They couldn't put their finger on it, but they knew I was different. I wasn't sad. I was happy. I embraced the joy in whatever moments that I could in every moment of my day. It completely changed my perspective. So what I would tell viewers, it was not scary. It released a fear of death. And I really feel that talking about this and how our spirit goes on and how joyful it is helps hospice patients. So if you have a relative or a friend that has a relative that's passing, talking to them about how our spirit goes on and that we're just in this body for a short period of time and that there's beautiful experiences for our spirit even after this body doesn't serve us any longer. It really can make death a peaceful and spiritual time for the family and the loved one. You can help let go of their fear because they're scared. They don't know what's going to happen.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm sure our listeners, you know, are definitely going to take that advice. And then that was beautifully put. Now, going back to your book, I know it's about angelic interventions. And I know that a lot of people out there are going, okay, I believe in angels, but how do I feel them? How do I feel their presence? What is that like? You know, there's a lot of connotation out there that, you know, you should be able to see them and you should see the bright wings and the halo and so forth. So how do you recommend feeling an angel's presence and kind of being aware of that?
Well, feeling an angel's presence, it's like that vivid dream that you have where you wake up in the morning and it's like you heard somebody say to you, you know, you're going to get a job offer. You need to go online today and you need to apply. And you're like, where did that come from? And it's like maybe something out of the blue. You weren't even looking for a new job. But someone's kind of like trying to guide you to do something. And I always say that if you have a vivid dream, keep a journal by your bed, date it, and write down the message right away so you don't forget. And if it's such a vivid thing that you think about it all day, there's no harm in actually following through with what the message was for you. Because that's when you start to listen to the message your angels give you, you follow through with action steps, and then you thank them. It opens the door for that synchronicity to happen, and they'll continue to help you on a daily basis. And I always say believe in angels because your angels believe in you. But they need you to ask them for help on a daily basis. So ask your angels for help in meditation. And how you'll know that they're there, you'll get a knowing voice in your head. It's not like literally hearing it, but it's a thought that crosses your mind that's not your thought. It's your angel talking to you. And you can actually, in meditation, ask, you know, which angel is this? Can you give me a name? Can you give me the name now? And it's that first thought that's plunked into your mind that is correct. It's like the opening that intuitiveness to speak with the angels. Sometimes you can be, you know, in a situation where you're sitting in a room and it's quiet and you get that cold chill where it's just a little bit cooler and the hair on your arm stands up. And you get this peace, calm, serenity, almost like someone gave you a hug full of love. That's your angel around you, helping you and protecting you. Even when I get in my car, I ask my angels and archangels to surround my car and protect me on my journey, and I thank them so very much. I have had experience where I'm giving readings to a client, and we're talking about a past loved one that's crossed over and giving a message that the relative has of what's going on in their life. I have had a feather, probably four times in my life, drop down where the client can see it, and it falls in my hand, and it's letting them know that the angel is around them. And I always pull an angel card when I give a reading because we all, every single one of us, have angels. We're never alone. And how beautiful is that? That they're there to help us and to guide us. And that you might be in your deepest depression and think you're all alone. And if you're in that sad spot, you're not. You have your guides that are there loving you, guiding you, helping you. You have beautiful angels that can give you peace, calm, and serenity and help. You just have to start that open communication. Even if you don't know how, there's no wrong way to talk to your angels. They believe in you. They hear you, and they are the divine messengers of God that are there to help you in all things, and they can make all things possible for you if you believe. It's as simple as that.
Well, thank you. I want to take a short break for a minute. If you're listening, you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. And I would just like to let everyone know who is listening to the show. You're joining us with author Mary Beth, and she is here talking today about her book on Angels, Wings, Angelic Interventions. And I just want to give everyone your information, and I'm going to do this again at the end of the show, but if you would like to talk to Mary Beth personally, her website is www.spiritualintuitivemb.com. You can also email her at marybeth@spiritualintuitivemb.com. All of her books are available on Amazon. And Mary Beth, did you want to give out your phone number for people to contact you personally?
Sure, that's fine. It's 734.
Go ahead.
You want me to do it now? Or? Okay. 734-560-0355.
Well, thank you. Before we get back into the topic of angels, you know, I do know that you are currently offering intuitive sessions at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Did you want to talk a little bit about that and how somebody can get a session with you?
Sure. I am at Crazy Wisdom Tea Room on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays of the month from 6:30 to 9:30. And also, if you want a private reading anytime, you can call my number or email me, and I either will have you come to my home or I can meet you at a location. And I also do house parties if you want to have several people, you know, get a reading at once. And I also teach Reiki classes, too. So, and if you want a Reiki healing session, I do Reiki and a reading. So even if it's just like a spiritual healing, and I'll give the reading, and then if I sense something's bothering you, either physically or emotionally or spiritually, I offer Reiki with the reading.
Awesome. And do you have any upcoming Reiki classes that you would like to talk about?
I actually do. My next Reiki 1 certification class is Saturday, June 27th at noon. And if anyone would be interested, either give me a call or email me, and I can send you the information. And I would love to have you in the class.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. And we'll definitely mention your information again at the end of the show in case anybody has missed it. I also
okay.
welcome any of our listeners. If you're listening and you didn't get a chance to write it down, you can actually go over to bodymindspiritradio.com. where you can pull up this In Touch interview, and all of Mary Beth's contact information is right there, including her website. But let's go back to angels. So before we kind of took that break, you were talking about how to feel an angel's presence, and you know that you're going to have this feeling kind of come over you and so forth. Now, what do you consider are angel messages? Because I know some people out there will say, you know, okay, well, I had that little voice yesterday, but how do I determine that that is an angel message, or how am I going to determine that these are angelic messages as opposed to maybe my mind just playing tricks on me or anything along those lines?
Because what I always feel, it's like when it's an angel and when it's Gabriel nudging me to do something, I feel this intense peacefulness and calm come over me where you just stop and take notice. And like I said, it's like almost you literally feel an angel in, with the wings embracing you and just calming you down. Like, you know how when you were little and maybe you were excited or you hurt yourself and your mom would say, come here, and they just kind of give you a hug just to calm you down, and then it's everything's okay. That is how, as an adult, when an angel and Gabriel comes around me, I feel that peace, that calm, and that quiet moment that stands out. And I literally, you know, and I have had a client when I ask the angels to help them feel that hug. And they're like surprised. They're like, oh, my gosh, I literally felt someone hug me and no one's touched them, but the angel has. So, I mean, mm-hmm. It stands out. And it, definitely, I mean, when you have a feather falling from nowhere in your house or at a convention facility where it couldn't have come from anywhere, it's a magical moment that stands alone that you take notice. And as you trust it and as you believe in it, it opens the door to happen more frequently. So I always have the saying that I tell people, believe, receive, and be so very grateful. And the more you do that, the better your life will be. And the more you invite all of your angels and archangels to help you, the more that they will be there for you.
Well, thank you.
So just opening your mind to it.
I know that this question might come up, and maybe you can offer some guidance. I know a lot of people out there, you know, have angels, and everyone has an angel. How did you go about finding out that Gabriel was your specific one? And how can somebody go about finding out who their angels are, maybe the one that they should be working with the most at this time?
Well, what I do is in meditation, I started to ask, I feel your presence. Can you give me a name, please? And, I mean, it's not going to happen the first time, but I say perseverance. If in meditation for 3 weeks, you at the end very kindly ask, can you please tell me what angels around me? I feel your presence and I thank you. And that knowing thought came across to me. I ask at the end, can I have my angel's name now? And the one day it was that plunked, it wasn't my thought. Gabriel, I'm Gabriel. And when I sit down to write at the computer, I say, Gabriel, help me give the words that people will feel the love come off these pages when they touch the page to heal their heart and soul for their highest good. And I literally will sit at the computer sometimes for 7 hours and not realize that an hour has gone by. My son will be off the bus pounding on the front door, and it's 3 o'clock, and I've sat down at 10:30. So it's like you just go with – it's like that moment that stands out. There's no other way for me to describe it. You'll just know that it feels different, and that it feels peaceful and calm. And it changes your life when you start asking for their help, because they're there and they're around you, and it's like those – times where you think, oh, my God, that could have been really bad. I'm so fortunate to have been that lucky. Well, sometimes that luck comes from our angels helping you avert danger. It doesn't have to be that your car is going to crash. It might be those little things that they help you throughout your day where you think, well, that was a lucky break. That's your angels helping you and guiding you. Your angels want the best for you. And they know that you're a divine, spiritual soul self, not just this body. But this body allows us to learn so many spiritual things and to feel with our heart and our soul and our emotions in such a profound way, can connect to others and affect their life in a beautiful, beautiful way. And angels have saved me on so many occasions. They've guided me. They've helped me. I channel them to write that I just have to share this experience, and that everyone has angels that can help them that we all have guides that can help us, that we're never alone. And it's just such a moving thing to know that we have this team of supernatural angels that want the best for us, and all we have to do is ask for their help and, you know, be appreciative and to thank them. And it just makes life more beautiful, more peaceful, and more serene. And after my near-death experience, I wrote a little poem that I felt. On angels' wings, I was lifted up, lovingly cuddled. Pure love was penetrating through me. My heart was soaring. I was weightless and light. Joyful, joyful, joyful. Love, love, love surrounded me. And that's what I felt. It just is that exuberant joy that on a daily basis you don't feel. But you can have that with your angels' guidance and messages and the knowing and the intuitiveness that naturally evolves through the meditation and through the vivid dreams that your angels come to you, through that feeling of peace that you know your angels around, and being lovingly guided for the better of your highest good on a daily basis.
Well, Mary Beth, I'd like to share something with you, and I'd like to share something with the listeners. And I know I haven't told you this yet, but I kind of wanted to save it for the show. And this just goes to show how positive Mary Beth's energy is and how her angelic energy is influential. The day after she came in and talked to me about doing this radio show and wanting to share her stories with all of you, I happened to go shopping, and I know this kind of sounds a little off the wall, but I was going shopping for some things for my home, and when I was in the store, I was guided just weirdly to go over to the candle section that they happen to have, and mind you, I have enough candles to sink a ship, so I didn't need a few more, and when I was over in the candle section, I all of a sudden picked up this pink candle. And for anybody who knows me, I'm not really into pink. And when I picked it up, right on the title, it said, Angel Blessings.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, oh, my gosh. Like, I was drawn over here to pick up this pink candle that normally I would never buy, especially because not one thing in my home is pink. And it's for angelic blessings. And it was actually a name brand candle. It was a candle that you would never expect to kind of have that name. It's like a candle line that you would expect to see, like, you know, honeysuckle, lavender, or peach blossom. But I actually bought three of them. And I brought them home.
Wow.
And I burned them. And I felt great. Like, I could actually feel all of that energy in my home. And I actually went back and I bought three more because I thought, wow.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so I wanted to share that story with you, and I wanted to share that story with the listeners because it just goes to show that your energy is so impacting. And it's not, you know, it's not in a negative way. I just felt like, by getting to know you and being around you, that energy kind of came to me, and it was able to allow me to kind of open up my mind a little bit more to the angelic presence around me. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank
because
you. I want to thank you for
credit.
Sharing that. It makes me feel so happy. It's rewarding. I thank you. That is so cool. I mean, and pink represents love. So those angels were just, as you burned it, were sending you love. So it's just
yes.
Beautiful, and I thank you for sharing that. That makes me happy.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share it, and I was going to kind of talk to you about it before the show, but I thought, no, I want our listeners to hear this, because that just goes to show that angels are around you all the time, and just being in your presence and, like I said, getting to kind of know you and your energy and what you wanted to talk about today, I just kind of felt that guidance. Like I said, it just goes to show that even if you don't recognize them right away or you feel like maybe you're not hearing them right away, they're there.
And just be open to it. I mean, just having the thought that, you know, I'm open to having my angels help me. Just making that statement in your mind or out loud or writing it down, they'll be like, okay, that's the green light to help. So that how yes. awesome is that? That they're there and that they want to help you. And like I said, I always ask, I mean, before I give a big presentation, I've taught classes on a cruise in the Cayman Islands. I've, you know, gone all over the state and out of state, and I always ask Gabriel for, give me the words today, even if they're not what's on my agenda, that will move people's heart and soul. And especially if there's one or two people in the audience that need to hear something for their life, I'd love to deliver that for them. And that's definitely channeled through my angels that come out to them. And that to me is so special because it's not really me. It's like through me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very rewarding that I can openly channel that. And but I just like to share a few steps to enhance your spiritual enlightenment, because I think the more spiritually open you are, the more you can get your spirit guides to help, you can get your spirit guides' names, and you can get your angels to help you. So, I mean, I know I've said it before, but learning how to meditate is the biggest thing. And, you know, ideally 15 or 20 minutes, but if you have to start with 5, that's fine, because it's just that quietness. When you slow down and you quiet your mind, your soul self, that higher self that wants you to accomplish your soul's path and mission in this life, is able to communicate with you in that quiet moment. And that's why the simple act of meditation can have such profound health benefits and life benefits, because you can't reach your goal if you don't know where you're going. So it kind of shows you your path. Pick a mantra that feels right to you. Like I said, I just say, I open my heart, my mind, and my soul to receive messages. And I take 3 deep breaths when I say it. And I blow out any stress and anxiety that I'm feeling in my life. And I offer it up. And I replace it when I inhale with peace, calm, and serenity. Read spiritual books. Go to the bookstore, and the books that you're drawn to that jump out to you, read them, and they caught your attention for a reason. So there's a message there that you've been guided to read that particular book. Always trust your inner voice, that gut feeling and that knowing thought that comes to you that you don't know where it came. Trust it, because it can save your life and it can guide your life. Say positive affirmations every day. Always say positive words about yourself, your family, your career, and your life, because you're putting out to the universe what you want it to draw back to you. And the more negative you speak of, the more negative you'll experience. So, of course, even if things are going bad, something that you can be happy and positive about. So focus on the positive. If you want a better job, feel yourself in that job. If you don't know what you want to do, what would make you happiest? What would bring joy to your life if you were doing it? Take some action steps. You don't have to give your job up right away, but take action steps to do what makes you happy on the side. And before you know it, it will turn into your complete job. I mean, I never thought, I used to be a manager for a healthcare system, and if you would have asked me, you're going to author 4 books, and you're going to go around giving intuitive readings and teaching Reiki classes and teaching on spiritual topics around the world, I'd say, yeah, right, sure I am. But I am. And it all started from opening, being thankful for the good things in my life, meditating, and listening to that inner voice, and always, always trusting that gut feeling, because it's your soul guiding you. Your soul knows the path that you're supposed to be on. Always write down those special messages that come to you through dreams and visitations, the special moments where you get a feather or you get that hug. Journal it and note and see if a message comes through that will help you in your life. And you might not even know. Maybe you can look back a month later what you wrote down and it happens a month after. That's when you're really in sync with your soul. When you look at your journal and you're like, oh my gosh, that just happened to me. And I wrote that 2 months ago. You know you're on the right path. It just guides you and affirms your life. Always ask for help. Know that you're never alone. Make conscious choices for the positive. If you're unhappy in a situation, make choices to get out of that situation, be it your relationship or your job. The choice needs to come from you, and you're a very empowered soul. So, yes, you can, even if it feels hopeless. You have your spirit guides and your angels that can help you. And always express gratitude. You can ask for clarity and ask for thoughts that have power and meaning in your life, and start living your dream and dream big.
Well, thank you for sharing all those concepts with our listeners and so forth. I think that's some excellent guidance and definitely some wonderful things to take into account. And I would definitely take those recommendations, especially the ones about changing things in your life. Everybody kind of wants those opportunities, but some people don't always realize that they have the power within themselves to make it happen. So thank you so much for sharing those with our listeners. And
well, you're welcome.
With those people who are going to listen to this show and archive or in the future. I know that we've talked a lot about the angels and the near-death experiences, and I know that we're starting to kind of run out of time here on the show. We have about 13 minutes left, but what else would you like our listeners to know about your books and you and the angels?
What I'd like the listeners to know is that if you are positive, even in, I always say, like my first book, Thank You God for Today, how can you make domestic abuse positive? But I did. By empowering the individual that is experiencing the abuse, because the change and the choices need to come from the individual. If you leave the abusive person, the abuse will stop. So, I mean, that sounds simplistic and it's scary, but my biggest thing is empowering people. God didn't make any mistakes. We are all perfect and whole and beautiful, just the way we are. How freeing is that to know that you're perfect and you're whole? You don't lack anything. And embrace that. That's not being egotistic at all. Give yourself self-love. You deserve just as much love as you give. And the more that you help people and put good things out into this world, the more that you get back in return from the universe and from good karma. I definitely believe in karma. We do, the better our lives become. And letting go of fear changes your life. And forgiveness is the most freeing thing that you can do for yourself. And it's really for yourself. I mean, it's nice for the other person to let them go and not have judgment, but it frees your own soul. And I just pulled an angel card for today for the listeners, and it's the angel of freedom. I am always free to choose love. I'm free to choose independence, and I'm free to choose creativity. So the choice is all yours to have a beautiful and loving life.
Well, thank you. And my final question for you, you've talked about so much in the interview today, and I want to say thank you, especially for everything you've shared with the listeners. Do you feel like everything that you've talked about today, is this how you personally gained tranquility of the body, mind, and spirit?
Definitely, it is. And I try to share what I've experienced, because my energy is so high that I literally feel like I'm vibrating higher, and my computers, my copier, they don't like it so much because I can throw off technology. The TV freezes in a weird way with all these black dots, and my husband will be like, get out of the room, and I'll go in the other room and the TV comes back up. So I just have so much energy and so much to share that I'll probably write 10 more books, because I just, new things come to me all the time. And I love talking to people and listening to people and just sharing their experiences with me and, you know, giving Reiki therapy to people and giving readings of their crossed over loved ones, because of course your loved ones are around you helping you and guiding you, and they can even talk to you in meditation. We're all intuitive beings. We just need to open that door. Mm-hmm. So I just want to send love to every listener for peace and happiness in your life for your highest good.
Well, thank you so much. And was there anything else that you wanted to share about your books or your experiences or anything that you have kind of going on before we conclude the interview?
Sure. Like I said, my Reiki 1 certification class is June 27th on a Saturday at noon. And then my books, my latest book was Path to Your Soul Self. And in that book, I share different techniques that you can do to learn your soul's path, to feel enriched and empowered in this lifetime. And again, that was Path to Your Soul Self, and it's also on Amazon. My other book was Opening Heaven's Door, and that's a big one if you have a family member that's dying. I have clients that have shared their story about when supernatural events that have happened when their loved one crosses over, and I've asked their permission to share these stories in this book, and I've shared some of my experiences because I've lost my brother and my mother and father. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful expression of love and spiritual truth that we go on, and that was Opening Heaven's Door. And, of course, on Angel's Wings, Angelic Intervention is how to talk to your angels. There's so much more in this book than we had time to talk about today, but I just touched on it lightly that, you know, if you believe in your angels, they've always believed in you and they're there for you. And if you know anyone that's going through a domestic abuse situation, thank you, God, for today. I wrote, I woke up after I had left the abuser, and I sat up, and I thought, oh, my gosh, there's peace. I haven't felt peace. And I literally said, thank you, God, for today. And that was the first time I was grateful for a day, you know, because I had left the abuse. I got my peace back, and I empowered myself. And all my books are available on Amazon.com under Mary Beth Rombach Nelson. And I would love to give an intuitive reading for anyone that's interested. Just give me a call or shoot me an email.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. And I have to ask before I let you go, do you have a new book in the works?
I do. I am actually writing a children's book about sprites and fairies. My mother's side is from Kilkenny, Ireland, and I'm writing a little whimsical, supernatural book, children's book about Kilkenny, Ireland, and I'm working on that right now, and then I'm also writing another one, One Universal Truth in You, and how to connect in the supernatural and the universal consciousness to make your life so much better. So those are the two projects that I'm working on right now.
Do you have any idea when they'll be published?
The children's book, I'm pretty much almost done. I'm just waiting on the artist for the artwork. So I should have that out by September. One Universal Truth in You will probably be out by December, early December.
Well, I know that we're all looking forward to that. And I definitely recommend any of our listeners to get a copy of any of your books. They're truly inspiring, and they have such positive energy to them. So if you're interested in anything we've talked about today or anything that Mary Beth has mentioned, I highly recommend you go to Amazon and get copies of her books and take the time to read them. I want to thank you so much for being here today and allowing me to interview you. I've had such a wonderful time, and I'm so grateful that you were able to share your experiences and your wisdom with all of the people that listen to our shows. And I think that, honestly, you will definitely inspire and impact a lot of lives.
Well, thank you so much, Courtney. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You're such
and
a lovely soul.
Well, I want to wish you
well.
Thank you. And so are you. But I
well,
do want to wish
you
on your soul path and your soul journey path, because I feel like you're going to bring so much love and light into people's lives, and I know we're going to hear so much more about you, and I'm so excited to be able to witness that and see that, especially because, like I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, when I first got to sit down and speak with Mary Beth, her energy, she's not kidding when she says she's on a high energy field. You could just feel it when you sat with her, but it felt so great. And she shares it. She shares it with people around her. And you walk away from a conversation with her feeling like you could literally take on a village.
Well, thank you so much.
So I want to share Mary Beth's information one last time. So if you would like to get any of her books, you can go to Amazon.com, and they are under Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, and you can purchase them there. If you would like to email her personally with any questions, you can email her at marybeth@spiritualintuitivemb.com. Her personal website is www.spiritualintuitivemb.com. And if you would like to give her a call, you can call her at 734-560-0355. And I know she'd be more than willing to set up a private session and give you an intuitive reading. And just to let you know, if you are in the local Michigan area, she does offer intuitive sessions and classes at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So I want to thank you so much for being here today and joining me. And if you're listening live, you're listening with In Touch Interviews with Mary Beth Rombach Nelson. And we were just talking about her book on Angels, Wings, Angelic Interventions. And I know that she has also authored three more. So definitely check them out. And definitely let us know when you read them what your intake was on them. I'm sure Mary Beth would love to hear some feedback and how they helped inspire you. So definitely feel free to contact her or even us here at The Guide. If you do not have a chance to write down any of her information, please go to bodymindspiritradio.com. You can click on shows, click on the In Touch Interview tab, and her show will pop up. All of her contact information is there as well. And I also highly recommend you go to bodymindspiritguide.com. One of the things that I do every month is I publish an article called Up to the Mic on our radio show hosts or guests. And for the May edition of The Guide, that whole entire article was on Mary Beth and what she brings to the community and what she's working on. So if you do not have a chance to pick up the May guide, then I highly recommend you go to the website and you can see the article there and read it for yourself. So I want to thank you, Mary Beth, and I want to wish you the best of luck, and I hope that I am able to speak with you again in the future.
Well, thank you, Courtney, and I love talking to you today, and have a beautiful rest of your day, and I thank you.
Well, thank you. We want to wish everyone a wonderful Memorial Day. It's a little windy here in Michigan, but we hope that everyone enjoys the day. And definitely keep your thoughts and prayers for those that serve, who've served in the past, and definitely send some good, positive, angelic messages and thoughts and love to those families. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Have a wonderful rest of the month. And until next time, thank you. Bye-bye.